On the show today, we have End Contract's very own Stephanie Lyon talking about a big day come up here on September 26th, and that is National Compliance Officer Day. So check out the details here. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have End Contract's very own Stephanie Lyon. Stephanie, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. We're going to be talking about something really special here today. It's called National Compliance Officer Day. And I tell you, I'm sitting on pins and needles. I can't wait. It's September 26th and it can't get here soon enough, right?
That's absolutely right. Only a few days away.
The anticipation. Oh my gosh. And I'm actually on the... I wondered if there was like a website or something with all these, because there's like National Donut Day, National Redhead Day, National, there's another one here, Better Breakfast Day, all sorts of National Bunny Day, National Dumpling Day. I mean, there's something for everybody on this website for sure. So give us a quick 411 on this National Compliance Officer Day. And again, it's September 26th. So put that on your calendars real quick, because the anticipation is too much for us. So give us a quick summary on what this is all about.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, it really is just a day to celebrate all of the incredible hard work of our compliance officers.
No doubt.
You know, compliance officers wear a million hats out there, and they're not always the most celebrated person in a credit union, of course. But we launched our End Compliance solution, you may remember, last year, and we've been working more closely with compliance officers since then. And it is clear to us that it's time to celebrate the contributions that these folks do for their credit unions single day, protecting the safety and soundness of credit unions. And to do that, we wanted to observe this National Compliance Officer Day and create a whole campaign surrounding the pain points of compliance officers, doing webinars and blogs that are targeted specifically to them, and ultimately doing a sweepstakes where some lucky compliance officer is going to win an entire year of free massages, and 25 of others will win also another massage. So that is our contribution to tell compliance officers, we see you, we know how hard you're working, and we respect that you need some of your R&R time back.
Oh my gosh, sign me up. I'm going to go for that massage for sure. My gosh. So why do compliance officers, why do they have it so hard? What's going on here?
Yeah, so starting with the fact that I mentioned they wear a million hats, Mike.
Yes, they do.
You know, as if the job of a compliance officer wasn't hard enough, reading right. millions of pages of rules, regulation, guidance, text, news, staying up to date every single day, they also contribute significantly to the credit union operation. So they're involved in marketing, collections, examinations, audits, risk, you name it, they're involved. So that is definitely a big component of why it's really hard to do the job. But the other component is regulations have become significantly more complex over the few years. And it seems like there's a steeper learning curve to really understanding and implementing regulatory changes at credit unions. So compliance officers, by virtue of wearing their multiple hats, don't have as much time as they need to delve into this really deep and complex text of the mm-hmm. rules and regulations that are changing, which makes really their job and their effectiveness really, really difficult.
Yeah, no doubt. And so what do you think they need to do to kind of help do their jobs better? Because like you said, the complexity is just, you know, growing by the minute, it seems like, with regulations.
So if we take away the ability to multiply a compliance officer at a credit union, right? We sponsored a survey a few months ago specifically on compliance programs, and we found that our compliance officers often feel that senior management and the board don't really understand the complexities and implications of compliance. So they're not being provided with the right resources, whether that is time, technology, or staff, to be really that effective. So I think compliance officers really need help with automating some manual processes. There is a way to wear multiple hats, but put the grunt of your effort in places where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, as a compliance officer, you're highly specialized, you're highly trained. Yeah. So we definitely don't want you to be bogged down doing repetitive administrative tasks. You need to be putting your time where you can exercise judgment, your expertise, and your skills. So yeah. That's what we think is going to help.
And you guys have had a little fun with this as well, because I know I went on your website and you even have a special thanks video from Kate Flannery, who played Meredith on The Office. So tell us a little bit about that. It's a really cool, I watched the video. I was hysterical. So what kind of made you guys do that? I think it's a great touch.
Yeah, we wanted to show that, you know, every department, it doesn't matter if you're a credit union or an organization, an institution, you know, a company, there's going to be people that don't respond to compliance as or believe in it as much as our compliance officers do.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to recognize that and also show that through a culture of compliance and through resources and buy-in from leadership, we can change that conversation. And so we thought it would be really fun to invite someone who's had challenges with compliance in the past and see how they can come together with both the recognition of how hard the work is.
Indeed. And we'll include that video in the post as well. So yeah, it was very entertaining indeed. So how can compliance officers, how can they learn more about your celebration of National Compliance Officer Day, which I think is just classic in itself. So can we find out more about this?
I highly encourage compliance officers to go to our website, go to www.incontracts.com, and you're going to be able to find blog posts specific for you, such as how to cut the cost of compliance, 10 reasons why compliance officers deserve to be celebrated. And in case you want to forward that to your boss or your leadership, I highly recommend it. It's a good one. You're also going to find a webinar specific on compliance. Again, this month we did a webinar with a panel of compliance experts about a Q&A, ask me anything from a compliance officer perspective. So go to our website, check that out. And like you said, Mike, you're going to be linking to that video and you're going to be able to sign up for that sweepstakes there as well.
Very entertaining. Very entertaining. I mean, it's never a bad thing to have a little bit of levity in life, and especially in our professional lives, because we're all working hard these days and going through, oh my gosh, 2020. It goes without saying.
Too
but
much.
It's too much. I know. So this is really a nice little thank you, nice little laugh. And I want to share a couple of days here that, because it's September 26th. Get that, put that on your calendar again. You're going to be sharing. Let's see, Johnny Appleseed Day. You're going to be sharing that National Bunny Day, like I said. Let's see here. What else do you guys share? National Pancake Day. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. So, I feel like every compliance officer needs to get pancakes delivered to their office that day or their house.
Agreed. A great way to start out one's day for sure, especially if you're a compliance officer. Good stuff. All right, Stephanie, anything else to add here to wrap it up? I mean, this is such a really cool thing that you guys are doing. And I applaud you guys for stepping up and kind of giving the compliance officers a little bit of cheer.
Absolutely. No, I think that the only thing we want to add is happy Compliance Officer Day to all of you out there that do the hard job of being a compliance officer. And thank you again, Mike, for having us here to celebrate this day.
Oh, anytime. This is really a lot of fun. Well done. And September 26th is going to be here before you know it. So prepare.
Yes. And if you're not the compliance officer at your institution, feel free to buy the compliance officer a gift. They will appreciate it.
There you go. Perfect. Even better. All right, Stephanie, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Really good stuff.
Take care.